you can't do it.
That's right.
That's all you need.
Amen to that.
Welcome back, man. Buck Cherry, Keith, and Josh. Again, you guys did the you did the Rockfest thing with us this past summer, about 5-6 months ago. And the big complaint was that, hey, man, how come Buck Cherry didn't play long enough?
Right.
So now we brought you back. You get to come here and do this again the right way in Freakers Ball.
Play a little longer.
And and welcome back. Congratulations, by the way, on having the year that most bands just dream about.
Thanks, man.
Seriously. I mean, thank God for a band that can pretty much get it done, because I've said this multiple times before. If Linkin Park is the answer, we need a new question.
Well, you know what? We're lucky. We, you know, we didn't really know what was going on when we decided to start doing this again. And everything's been awesome as far as, you know, stations like yours embracing the song and the band and the fans that are turning out. Look at all these people out here.
I said it before to you guys. When you first hit the first time with Lit Up, I was like, you know what? This is the best band that I've heard since Guns N' Roses. And you, obviously, there's that connection with the potential reforming and all that stuff back when Velvet Revolver got together. And then when we heard Crazy Bitch, I'm like, wow, this is the best rock song since... well, since Lit Up. And congratulations for coming back and doing that. Obviously, Next to You is the new single off the 15 record.
Right.
Yes, it is.
And that's nice little three-chord. That, you know what that is? That's on an almost old-school, like, 50s doo-wop type thing. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I've heard that kind of rhythm before, but it never gets old. It just, it sounds fresh and sounds so good.
It's a fun beat, you know, and, the we just went on our MySpace page and buckcherry.com and just did, like, a poll on what our next single should be, because... you know, after all, the people really picked Crazy Bitch because we didn't think it would ever get on the radio.
Sure.
So we went right
back
to
that. And some radio
stations
were big pussies and didn't play it anyway.
That's right. Yeah, so we went right back to that formula, and everybody wanted Next to You, so.
There you have it. And there's a new video for it, too, that's, you know, we're trying to get aired in the various outlets that you do that at. And you can go to, I think you can go to our website and see the video.
You can go to MTV.com and view the new Next to You video. It's also just been added to VH1. But everybody's got to vote for the top 20 countdown. So you just go online and vote. And then I think they do it on Saturdays, you know.
From a
they...
business standpoint, how tough is it when you think about this? Because let's face it, 20 years ago and even 10 years ago, MTV and VH1 were much bigger factors when it comes down to producing a video and stuff. How much of that is important now for you guys to get back your stuff? Between, I mean, you've got your own website, you do your own thing on MySpace. How much of that marketing is done in-house, and how much of it do you actually give to the music video channels?
Well, you know, more people are going to YouTube to watch videos now because, you know, aside from Fuse, they really don't play a lot of videos. You know, it's like when we were told that VH1 added us, I was like so excited. So I went on to VH1 almost every day, and every day it was like the Flavor of Love. All these shows, and there was.
Do you remember there was a time when, and I don't mean to make this sound as racist as it sounds, but one time when black artists didn't get on MTV.
Yeah.
And now it's tough to find a rock band.
Oh yeah.
So
it's weird. And then I talked to the VH1 guy in New York, and he was just like, "Oh, you can see videos at midnight and on Saturdays." And I'm like, "Oh, okay,
great."
Well, you guys get your stuff on Headbangers Ball, right? Or is it considered too commercial for that now? You're not death metal enough?
Who knows?
I think we may not be heavy enough for Headbangers Ball.
We have to sacrifice a goat in the video for Headbangers Ball.
Yeah, and there's got to be, like, insects in our video.
We've spent a couple of minutes talking about videos, and I would be remiss and not doing my journalistic duty if I didn't talk about this.
Oh, here it comes.
I apologize in advance for this. But let me first by saying
it actually hasn't been brought up too much. So,
yeah. As really, so I'm the guy.
Yeah. Go ahead, let us have it. Go ahead.
What is up with this lawsuit? Oh. This girl who is allegedly underage, who allegedly showed up at your video and allegedly misrepresented her age for the Crazy Bitch video, which has since been pulled. So if anybody has a download version of that, please send it to me, Neanderthal989therock.com.
Right.
All we can say is the lawsuit holds no merit, and, you know, the truth will come out eventually, and we can't really comment about anything.
Can I comment?
Go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
Can I comment? Because I don't think I'm legally a party in this.
You can comment.
Let me first of all say... as far as I know, the way I understand it, the girl showed up. Can you either confirm or refute if I say something?
I can nod.
Okay. Did the girl not present ID at the show? At the show? Yes, she did. All right. Did that ID not misrepresent her age, allegedly? Okay.
Allegedly.
So that did happen. As far as I know, securing a federal government document with a misrepresentation of your age is a felony.
It is.
So would somebody on your side, if they haven't already done so, and if they're listening, would they please file the countersuit to charge her for perjury and miss? That way, suddenly that mother would go, you know what? This is probably not a good idea. Let's call this a mistake.
You know we have a really great team around us. Our manager, sure. our attorneys, plural at this point.
and they're the only ones that get rich off this.
Right. And they're all on the payroll, of course. You know, we're doing what we can on our end. And like Josh said, the truth will come out.
You know, the discouraging part about this whole thing is that, you know, we involved our fans in our
sure.
our video, and she kind of spoiled it for everybody, you know.
Does that
Which
mean
sucks.
That, does that mean that you guys won't be doing anything like a fan, or you have to hire extras in LA at union rate now for the next video thing?
It's just kind of like,
well, it's a different process now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate that one bitch has to screw it for everybody else.
You know what I mean?
So can I nod to that too?
Well, you know, I'm just glad you guys are back, and just know that most people understand the reality of how it works.
Right now.
And that no matter how much the PR campaign goes from the other side.
You know what? Record sales are fine.
Yep.
All I can say is we've done many music videos.
Yeah.
And we've never had an allegation, so.
Yeah. And again, the allegation comes from somebody who, if all is to be believed, if the facts come out in the case, she did falsify information. So I believe that she is probably more in trouble than you guys would be. I would assume so, because as far as you know, you accepted a government document. Whoever the agent was that approved that document for her falsifying her age is probably the guy that should be sued.
And Bob's your uncle.
What does that mean?
I mean, it means can't we just strap on guitars, turn the PA on, and rock and just have some fun?
You're going to do that in probably about 45 minutes, and we thank you so much for coming back, man. Buck Cherry is back in town. 15 is the CD. Please go buy that right now. And thank you guys for making an amazing record and for at least being the guys that carry the torch for rock, because we needed it. We really did.
Well, right, you know, the last show we did here was like one of the most memorable shows of the summer for us, honestly.
Oh, cool.
We had so much fun. We still talk about that show on, you know, when we're doing interviews in Europe and stuff. So it's
That's cool. Thank you so much.
You know, we're really excited to be back here. The fans rock.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, Keith and Josh, thank you very much for coming by here. As we continue broadcasting live, it's Freakers Ball 2006. We are live at Community America Ballpark. Buck Cherry goes on a little bit later on. How cool is it to play with Motorhead?
So
it's
cool.
Awesome.
Oh, those guys are going
to
headline everything.
To it.
A little bit later on tonight, and I guess we're going to be talking to the guys at Motorhead. Am I dressed appropriately?
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. Black leather.
All right, cool. It's all good. We continue broadcasting live. It's Neanderthal on 98.9 The Rock.
Later.